Towards the end of this week's Sedra, Parashat Chayesara, we read about Rivka's first encounter with Yitzchak, and we're told that Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh Lifnot Arev, that Yitzchak had gone out to meditate in the field towards evening. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Kaf Vav Amud Bet, explains that this pasuk means that Yitzchak went out to pray in the field, and thus it was at this time that he instituted the daily mincha service every afternoon. The Gemara says that there are two times for davening mincha. There's mincha gedola, which commences at 6.5 seasonal hours into the day. And there's mincha katana, which begins at 9.5 seasonal hours into the day. So at this time of year, it means that mincha gedola is at about 1:10 p.m. and mincha katana is at about 3:40. Though, of course, when the clocks change on Motzei Shabbat, those times will move an hour earlier. Rashi explains that Mincha Gedola is the earliest time that the afternoon korban could be offered up in the Beit HaMikdash, whilst Mincha Gedola was the time when in practice it was, Mincha Katana was the time when in practice it was normally offered up. The Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Gimel Halacha Bet, writes that the proper time for davening Mincha is after Mincha Katana, because that's when the korban was usually offered. But if one davened as early as Mincha Gedola, then it's still considered a valid tefillah. However, the Tor in Orach Chaim, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, only mentions the time of Mincha Gedola, and clearly he regards that as being an equally valid time to daven Mincha, and that's also the opinion of the Rosh in a Tshuva. The Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rambam, and says that the Ikar Zman is from the later time of Mincha Katana, but that one is Yotzei if they daven Mincha Gedola. The Achronim generally endorse the ruling of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch regarding the ideal time for Mincha, but they also note that if there are any good reasons to daven from the earlier time, such as the availability of a minyan or the need to start on other matters during the course of the afternoon, then it's perfectly proper to do so, and under such circumstances it's not even regarded as b'diavad. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan notes that at least one Rishon held that l'chatchila one should daven Mincha Gedola. And I also recall seeing the view of one of the Achronim who hold that it's best to daven Mincha Gedola, not particularly because it's the optimum time halachically, but because there's always a chance that you might drop down dead, or I suppose be injured or something like that, before Mincha Katana, and then you'll have missed your chance for tefillah. An interesting question comes up if one accidentally davened Mincha a little bit early, after Chatzot, after halachic midday, but before the half-hour point of Sheshu Mechza, before six and a half seasonal hours into the day. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Bet cites the Magin Avraham, the Derech HaChaim, and the Birchei Yosef, who hold that you're not Yotzei in such a case, based on the Shulchan Aruch that writes that a person who davens after 6.5 hours has fulfilled their obligation, implying that before that time they haven't fulfilled their obligation. But he also says that there are Achronim who disagree, and they hold that b'diavad you are Yotzei. And that's the view of the Aruch HaShulchan, based on the Mishnah at the beginning of the fourth Perek of Masechet Brachot, which says, Tfilat HaShachar Ad Chatzot, and Tfilat HaMincha Ad HaErev, which he believes indicates that Min HaDin, the time for Mincha, begins immediately after the time for Shacharit ends, because otherwise, he says, it should have given an earliest time for Mincha, as well as a latest time. And he also notes that from the Gemara, it seems, that essentially the afternoon Korban could be offered up from midday, and that the only reason that it was delayed for half an hour was so as to be certain that it really was the afternoon and not the morning, in which case the extra half hour is a technicality rather than an absolute halachic necessity. Finally, I've got a question that I've been pondering for some time. As I've already mentioned, the significance of Mincha Katana is because that's when the afternoon korban was usually offered up, and that's why the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold that it's the optimum time to daven Mincha. But the Mishnah in Masechet Pesachim says that on Erev Pesach it was offered up earlier than usual, and that if Erev Pesach fell on a Friday, when the Korban Pesach had to be shechted and roasted before Shabbat, then the afternoon Korban was shechted as early as Sheshu Mechza, which is where Mincha Gedola comes from. So my question is, on Erev Pesach, is there any sort of hiddur in davening Mincha early? And when it falls on a Friday, as it will do this year, is there a hiddur in davening Mincha Gedola Davka? answers on a postcard. Adkan.